Ryan, a bit of history made today. First ever one in Killarney, only a second ever one in Kerry, and you played your part in it. Good day for Donegal football.
Yeah, great day. Not that's first I heard that. I knew we hadn't won since 1988, and I knew, or 89, whatever it was, and that was Tralee, but I didn't know first ever one in Killarney. So, yeah, great one, Oisín, sure is, you know. Coming down, we were confident coming down, you know, we obviously wanted the ones we did, but any time you come away from home, you know, you're always going to be up against it, so you are. But listen, great one, and different aspects of the game. Obviously, like every game, you're going to have stuff to work on, stuff that you'll be happy with. I think, you suppose, breaking ball was a big one for us today. Didn't, you know, win as many as we would like, so it is. But listen, any day you come out, you're the one's a great day.
But you're still winning matches, even though you're not maybe one of those kickouts in the breaking ball and that you're not getting that rub of the green.
Uh-huh.
You're still chipping in over the bar, right, and getting the scores on the board.
Yeah, football's about...
It's just the way it's evolving.
It's just the way, yeah, that's football, you know. Yeah. Other years, you know, we feel we've one of the best keepers in Ireland. If you go back maybe last 5 or 6 years, Sean didn't have 95% possession from his own kickouts. He'd been disappointed, you know. That's down to 50-60% now. So that's the way the game's gone. Every keeper's not just Sean. Every keeper's the same. So it's just something we're going to have to get used to and fight for breaks more. But as you said, delighted that we're still, even though we're not getting them as much possession, still delighted we could get over the line.
I think this type of game suits you, because you got your two-pointer to start. You added 3 points then after that, Ryan, and you had a good day. And it seems to me that this style of play is suiting the type of player that you are.
Yeah, well, you know, you definitely get more space, Oisín, so you do. And it's, I suppose it's harder for teams to man-mark boys around the middle third. So it is, you know, the inside forwards maybe are getting it a lot more now at the minute. So, listen, I'm enjoying it, so yeah, I'm loving my football at the minute. When you're winning games, it obviously makes it that wee bit easier. But I'm enjoying it, so yeah, I'm definitely, you know, and when the boys are playing well, it's great for the county.
Yeah. There's still a lot of possession in the game, but there was all this talk about kicking beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't really come to the fore like they were discussing it, because it's still very much about possession play.
It is. Listen, turnovers are so big in any sport, not just Gaelic, but turnovers are so big in Gaelic. And pardon me, when you've ever been pushed up the pitch, if you do get a turnover, you're wide open, you know. So I think it's going to be very, very hard to eradicate that from the game, so it is. But I do think overall we're getting a lot better spectacle, you know, even as a supporter of the games and watching the games last weekend and then the weekend before that. I think the game has definitely improved a lot, so it has, you know, and along with that last.
Yeah. Character was the big thing that Jim highlighted last week against Dublin, and that had to be shown today, because at one stage in the second half, Kerry hit you for four unanswered scores, and it came back to a two-point game. And it took sort of like Kieran Thompson two points. And then you had Jamie, who came off the bench in that too. And they were sort of crucial parts of the game at that stage.
They were massive. Pardon me. You know, I think again in the modern game, especially with the way kickouts are and there's so much chaos to it, teams are going to get spells. We're going to get spells. The opposition's going to get spells in games, and you're going to concede 4 or 5 points in a row, you know. And that's just the way it's going to be. So we're going to have to show a lot of character in games. And thankfully, this weekend, and I think last weekend, to be fair, Dublin came out at the start of the second half and done the same to us. So I think it's that wee bit of consistency in terms of the character which we're most happy about.
What about next week? All Ireland champions are coming to town. They're coming to Balbofay. But you just find yourselves in a good position now, Ryan. Get into that. And listen, you get huge confidence of this with the next game on the horizon.
Yeah, you know, again, I think the whole Division 1 league's phenomenal, Oisín, to be honest with you. I think every team believes they can win every game, which is unbelievable. You have the top teams in Ireland battling it out every single weekend. So no more bigger than the All Ireland champions next weekend, you know. The crowd that was in Balbofay for the Dublin game last weekend, 12,500 supporters, and I think 12 of them were Donegal. It's phenomenal to see the people of Donegal getting behind the team, the lift that it gives us, and I think we'll be in for a complete sold house in Balbofay next weekend, which will be massive.
And it'll be another good measure as to see where you are at. Like.
Exactly, you know, and I suppose Armagh will have that week off, which will give them the wee bit, I suppose, better rest this weekend. It'll be a wee bit tougher for us. But listen, we want to be playing games, and we have another opportunity to do that.
Well done today.
Thank you very much. All right.